Hi, Duchess. Today is the 12th of February, 1970, and I have all kinds of news. Up until yesterday, all the news was good news. I mean, good in the sense that it was exciting and all kinds of things were happening and whatnot. And then yesterday afternoon and today have been very, very depressing days because of this housing problem. As you know, I have been in the Delta now 5 months. And during those 5 months, I have been living in temporary quarters. And I'm in the Cords building. And the Cords people are not authorized to house me. I mean, it's not their job to provide quarters for me. However, it is the job of DMAC, Delta Military Assistance Command, to which I am assigned. And, of course, it's been one excuse after another, and they were supposed to have a room for me, but the commander over there doesn't want me there because he needs the space, and the latrine doesn't work, and all this stuff. And between yesterday and today, I have been battered back and forth with, yes, you can move in, no, you can't move in, go ahead and move in, no, we were not prepared for you to move in, this kind of thing. And it's made me so discouraged today, so really upset, you know, because I'm just tired of it after 5 months. Anyway, I called up Betty Usavi and asked if they wouldn't please just release me from this command, which she said, she checked with Major Avery, and he said, and just pack up your stuff and come back, he said. If they can't provide proper and decent housing for you, he said, then you can just tell them to go to hell and forget it. For which I was very glad because he, you know, gave me full support. So I told my AG captain down here, and he said, well, you can't go. He said, we need you down here. I'll take care of your housing. I said, it's too late. You've had 5 months to do something, and you've done nothing. And I let loose that just with about an hour's orientation on what should be done and what could have been done and how little has been done to assist in my particular case, you know. And, of course, I know my job very well, and they're very pleased. I've done some fabulous things, really. You know, I've worked very hard, and we've got a great deal more than we never had before here in the Delta. We've got SSO, those are Special Services Officers. I'm talking about my service clubs now. We've got property books. We've got some supplies. We've got liaison support between the USAV and the DMAC and the MACV. I know these things are very strange to you, but nevertheless, it was in real bad shape. It's starting to live again as far as support, as far as creative programs and that kind of thing. It's a very hard struggle, and it's something very difficult to explain to someone who is not involved with it, who doesn't understand or know the ways of the Army. Supply has been just cut off. Support is practically nil because the units are aviation units and they're fighting the war, you know? And we have such a low priority. So it's been a tremendous struggle, but I feel very, very pleased at what has been accomplished. And so do my bosses, you know? But, as I say, I got so disgusted today that I said, Betty, just pull me out of here. And she said, all right, pack up and come home. So if I had the strength and if I had a way to get my luggage out of here and it wasn't packed, I would have left today. I didn't get all this until late this afternoon. I started to move this morning. I was supposed to move into this new quarters, you know. I started to pack. They come and told me not to pack. Then they told me to go ahead and pack. It's just been such a mess, really, you know, very, very discouraging. So my AG down here, he pleaded with me to please stay a few more days. He said, Ann, I'll do whatever I can, but he doesn't have the power. It went right up to the general today, and the general told me I could move into those quarters that they were saving for me. But I hate to go, Duchess, because the men over there are going to have to pull CQ. I'm the only female down here, you know, only American woman in the whole area, and they'll have to pull guard every night as long as I'm in the building. There's nobody else living in the building. And as I say, they need the room for the men. And I feel very guilty about going into this type of a situation. I would just want my own room that I can call my own. You know, I'm 11 months in country. I'm a GS-10. And it's a pretty sad state of affairs if they can't come up with some place for me to permanently sleep. So, anyway, it has been a mess. And I have a real bad sore throat. And I don't know whether it's just been from talking all day, you know, or the aggravation or whatever it has been. But I just hope I'm not coming down with something. So I told him I have to go to Saigon tomorrow morning. I have a flight at 8:30. And I'll be there until, well, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday. And I told him I'd be back Monday to pick up my stuff. I don't know how I'm going to get this stuff out of here. I've got two suitcases and, oh, maybe two or three boxes of things. Anyhow. And I'm supposed to go on another tour on Monday and Tuesday. There's an orientation class. Oh, all kinds of things have been happening. But it's been good things, you know, and lively things and interesting things up until, as I say, yesterday when they started on this housing again. I just do not want to go around again about this housing. And it's not my job. The Army has got to find me quarters. And they know that. But it's so hard down here. They just don't have, they are strapped for quarters. I mean, we have colonels living in dumpy places and things like that. But they have to get a place for a female. You see, most of the areas are community latrines. It's all men, and it's very hard. And I don't care. I mean, I don't want something plush, but I want something to call my own. I can't be living out of a suitcase for 5 months. So anyway, I can just get this housing off my mind. I'll be, really, if I could talk about something else, it would be a lot better because I just mull it over and mull it over, and it just has made me nauseous at this point. I haven't taped you for 12 days. I have hardly been where my tape recorder is. My tape recorder is here in Canto. That's where I am tonight. I think I've been here 3 nights in the last 3 weeks. I have been most of the time at UCV, Long Bend. I have had some good news today. There were two letters. Again, this is business, but there's little else, you know. I had two letters that I wrote and put Colonel O'Brien's signature block on, and he approved them today. One was in reference to 16-millimeter projectors that UCV wrote a reg that was wrong. They wrote last April. I told them it was wrong. I finally got it changed. That means service clubs are authorized projectors. This is the way it should be, except everybody forgets about service clubs. The other thing is self-service supplies. The doors have been shut. We're not able to draw anything because the regulation forgot to include what happens to service clubs. So I made up this big draft showing all the supplies that we would draw in a month, computed it over a monthly and annual time period. Anyway, I wrote it all up. It took me a couple of weeks to get it worded correctly and using the proper definitions and regulations and all. And it was approved. And once Colonel O'Brien approves it, he's a full colonel. He's the AG of UCV. I mean, that's it. That's law. So I am very pleased about that, and so is Betty. She thinks that's a tremendous accomplishment, and so that's good. Let's see. I've done so much since the last time I spoke to you, and depending upon where I go, Duchess, I mean, where, you know, if I take everything with me, fine, but I only have this projector, tape recorder here in the Delta, and when I'm at UCV, I can't make a tape. In fact, the last 2 weeks that I've been up at UCV, I've had no time. We had a party. We've had several parties. One was on the, on the 6th, I guess, the night of the 6th, Friday night. Betty was a year in country. She extended, you know, until April the 17th. She's a year in country. Jane was leaving the next day, plus it was Tet. Tet is the Chinese New Year celebration that is very famous here in Vietnam for many reasons. But anyway, on that night we had a big party, or Betty did, I got involved with a colonel that I shouldn't have gotten involved with. He's the IG colonel IG colonel of USAV. He lives two doors from my door at Long Bend. And then the next night he took me out for dinner. And it was a week of drinking at night, you know. And I'm not used to that because I don't have it down here. I rather enjoy my peace and quiet. Anyway, then Jane left on Saturday on the 7th, and we had a big send-off for her. And it really was funny. We all went to the helipad, to the headshed chopper landing pad, and waved Jane off goodbye. And then Charmaine went with her to Saigon to catch the airplane. She was taking a commercial flight back home. She's paying her own way because her year isn't up, you know. But she wants to get back and spend a few weeks with her mother. I think her mother's getting on in years. And so Jane just took leave, but she's paying her own way home and back again, which is, I'm sure, over $1,000. Anyway, Charmaine took her down to the airport and then had champagne for her before leaving, and then asked the pilot of Pan Am to announce once the plane got airborne that this was a special message for Miss Matthews from all her girls in Vietnam to please hurry home. They'll all be waiting for her to get back. That kind of thing. Anyway, what else has happened? So many. I'm trying to think. I don't remember what happened last time I talked to you. Huh? Anyway, I spent most of my time. Betty was gone for a week to Bangkok, and I think I told you about that. And then when Betty came back, I got down to the Delta for one night, and Vung Tao for two nights, and back to the Delta for one night, and then back up to USAV. And then with Jane gone, Betty has felt that she needs somebody up there to assist her. It's hard, you know, we only have, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us, counting Charmaine and myself. And when one or two are out, like Beth's been up north, there's nobody in the office up there, and we have to cover that office. So I've been on a merry-go-round. As I say, up until yesterday, it's been kind of a fun merry-go-round. But yesterday just was the straw that broke the camel's back. A couple of other things that come to my mind. Oh, and when I got back here, you know, when I'm gone after a week or so, I come back and I had two letters from you. I had one letter from Auntie Lizzie. A very, very nice note. I got the tax form, Duchess, and it seems to me I had somebody else wrote. Anyway, I didn't tape to Cree. You know, the last time I listened to a tape was weeks ago. I didn't tape to Cho-Cho. I just haven't had the time to do anything. Last night I went to bed early. I was exhausted. It really has been a go-go thing. I was trying to fix up my room up at Long Bend. You know, I'm sick of living in temporary quarters. I've got all my stuff is always in a suitcase, and there's no need for this if I can just get something that's permanent, you know. And anyway, I was trying to fix the room up in Long Bend, and I got some tile. And I just got it by asking. I asked somebody, and he said he knew a friend who might have it, and he gave me the name.